Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we celebrate your love for us, especially in this special day, the Feast of the Holy Rosary. We ask that we may always glorify your name, and we ask that we may be always docile to grace. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is, in fact, a special day in the Church. It is the Feast of the Holy Rosary. Actually, it's the Memorial of the Holy Rosary, which is October 7th. It's kind of interesting because, for me anyway, my father was born on January 7th. He and my mother were married on October 7th, and my father died in 1985 on March 7th. So it's interesting, the three sevens. I suppose he should have played slot machines, I guess. I don't know. But I always keep that in mind. He was born on the 7th of January. He was married to my mother on the 7th of October, and he died on March 7th. Very sad day for us. But in any case, this is the day that we remember. It's the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary. Now, many people in the evangelical community do not understand what this day is all about in the Catholic Church, and there are some Catholics that are still trying to understand it. Well, first of all, what is the Rosary? The Rosary is a set of prayers that we use to meditate on the life of Jesus and, in some case, Mary. Now, I've talked about this before. We do not see Mary as in a god, as many people think we do. That is actually a heresy condemned in the Church called Mariolatry. It's the combination of the word Mary and idolatry. It's called Mariolatry. So we don't believe that. We believe that Mary was fully human, but not fully divine like Jesus was, fully human, and she lived a sinless life in order that she may bring forth salvation in the fact of Jesus. She bring give birth to salvation in Jesus, and he is then fully human, fully divine. So this is different than Mary, and he is able to bring salvation. Now, interesting thing to understand. Why do we as Catholics believe that Mary was sinless when there are many of the evangelical community that do not believe that? Well, I always explain it this way. Mary and Jesus are the reverse of Adam and Eve. So through Eve's yes to the devil, she brings forth sin through Adam. Through Mary's yes to the other angel, the real angel, the angel Gabriel, the archangel who we celebrated about a week ago, actually a week ago today, through Mary's yes to the angel Gabriel, we see she brings forth the birth of Christ, which brings us salvation. So everything is a reversal of the first, the second is a reversal of the first. So if Mary was a sinner, which is, I know many evangelicals will tell me that, yes, she was a sinner. No. If she was a sinner, then she wouldn't be able to bring forth salvation out of her sinfulness because she is the reverse of Eve. Eve sinned, Mary didn't. Adam sinned, Jesus didn't. And that's where we bring that in. And in doing that, they are reversing Adam and Eve, and they bring forth, with her yes to God through the angel Gabriel, reversing Eve's no to God through the fallen angel Lucifer, she is able to give birth to the Savior who dies and resurrects so that we may be saved. So you can see how all that works together. And that is our Catholic teaching. Now, one of the ways that we meditate on this, not only relationship between Jesus and Mary, but this relationship between our salvation and the life of Christ, is through the Rosary. And what it is very simply a set of prayers that we pray and we think of and we meditate on the life of Christ. So the focus is always on Christ. Always remember this about Mary. Her focus is always on her son. best example I can have, a little stark, and maybe it was the opening to what we're seeing today, was the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral. Where did everyone have to go to church when there was a fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral, Holy Week of, I think, 2019? Where did they have to go to church? Sacred Heart Parish down the street. Sacre, oh, I better not try because I don't speak French. Sacred Heart Parish down the street. And the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Everything to do with Mary focuses on Jesus. And so do understand that. Anytime we see someone focusing on Mary that doesn't lead us to Jesus, that's a problem. So everything to do with Mary focuses on Jesus. Everything with do with Mary leads us to come to know Jesus. That's the bottom line. It leads us deeper to come to know Jesus. So the rosary is something, even though people look at it in light of Mary, is there to lead us to deepen our understanding with Jesus. So it has a meditation on different mysteries in the life of Jesus in Mary. And so we have that. Now, it's interesting. The Brazilians call it, when they do a rosary, the third. It's called the terço. They call it a third because there used to be three sets of mysteries. Pope John Paul II added a fourth, but there used to be three sets of mysteries. So if you did one set of mystery, that would be a third of the three sets of mysteries. So they call it the terzo. We call it the rosary. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. We'll be right back. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. And we're going to be doing more over there. And check out all kinds of things at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, you have a standing invitation to our church this weekend, the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sunday. So come check that out. Well, we are, in fact, talking about the Holy Rosary. This is the memorial of the Holy Rosary. And it's part of the month of the Rosary. That's what October is. It's also a pro-life month. Actually, it's the pro-life month. The reason why I say a pro-life month, because we've always looked at January as when the pro-life march happened, but that's because the Supreme Court decision in 1973 happened in January. But October is the pro-life month, and so we understand it's all of that. But we look at Mary is the month of the Rosary, and again, I always like to explain we are not focusing on Mary as divine because she's not. Everything focuses on Jesus. There's an interesting story behind this, and one of the things, it comes from Mexico, and it's a story of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which we will talk about more on the 12th of December, which is that feast day. But on Our Lady of Guadalupe, the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe, there is this tilma that was miraculously created on the tilma of St. Juan Diego in Mexico in the 1600s. And there's this this tilma that is there, that this image miraculously appeared. Well, back in the 30s, I believe it was, there was a man who tried to destroy it, and he planted a bomb under the tilma. And it reflects, as I always say, it reflects always that relationship with Jesus and Mary. So naturally, if there's a bomb under the tilma, like below where the tilma is located, so if the bomb goes off, and by the way, bombs explode up. They explode down. But anyway, they also explode up. And so it'll explode in a circle. And obviously that it was designed to destroy the tilma right above it. Okay. However, this explosion actually destroyed the crucifix, which was in the middle of the basilica. And you can say, well, how does that make sense? Well, it doesn't, but it did. And what does that represent? That Mary is protected by Jesus because he came to bring us salvation, including Mary. And Mary, we don't believe her, she is a sinner, but we do believe she needed the salvation of the death and resurrection of her son for herself to be saved, because she is fully human but not divine. So we understand that. So Jesus protects his mother. And so the bomb, even though it was under the tilma on display in Guadalupe, Mexico, actually affected the cross halfway across the basilica. So it's a very powerful story. And it also reflects, again, that relationship with Jesus and Mary. So keeping that in mind, we understand this important message that we believe that Mary's yes is the reverse of Eve's yes. Mary's yes is the reverse of Eve's no. A better way to put it, Mary's obedience is the reverse of Eve's disobedience. Jesus' obedience is the reverse of Adam's disobedience. And Mary and Jesus reverse Adam and Eve through the grace of the Father. Now, today's first reading focuses on the Galatians, what we were talking about yesterday, and remind us that our faith is what brings us salvation, and our faith, we respond to our faith in loving God and loving neighbor, and it was that same obedience that we're seeing here that brought Abraham and all his descendants, including ourselves, in faith to salvation through Christ. We'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.